I think that the flu vaccine is probably going to be more important this year than ever. Some people are predicting that we'll have a much more severe flu season than usual, certainly a lot worse than last year for a couple of reasons. One, you know, since we didn't have really much of a flu season at all last year, a lot of it was due to the fact that people were wearing masks and doing the social distancing and not interacting as much as normal. And I think that's kind of off the table for this year. So that's a factor. And from what I've read, some of their concerns about the worst or a bad flu season is the fact that there wasn't one last year, and that there's no kind of leftover immunity from a flu season that would normally have occurred if we'd had a flu season last year. So I think those are two big factors in showing the importance of the flu vaccine to really try to make sure that we don't have a really bad flu season.
What are your thoughts on some of the medications such as the Merck pill?
I think I mentioned to you before that one of the things that's occurred over the last 18 months is that there's a lot more experience in dealing with acute COVID infections, and that one of the things that is occurring is that people that a year ago would have died from COVID are now surviving because of the experience of treating the new treatments that are coming out. So I think that's a very good positive thing. Though I think I mentioned before that we're probably going to have people with long disabilities, which is better than dying from it, and I think it is a real positive thing that they're coming out with some of the oral antiviral medications to also help treat the COVID. But that's one of the things that we've had over the last 30, 40 years, a big emphasis research and development of medications that are antiviral. Probably one of the biggest impetus to development of antiviral medications has been the HIV epidemic that started back in the 80s, and then lots of money went into research to develop these medications that would attack the ability of a particular type of virus from replicating, and that's why we've had such good luck in treating HIV, because I have an HIV clinic and I've seen dramatic changes because of the oral HIV drugs.
Yeah.
Of course, the different viruses, from an HIV virus to a flu virus to a corona or COVID virus, they're so different that there's not much overlap between different medicines. You have to develop new medicines that target the replication cycle of the different individual viruses. Mm-hmm. So, the research that has been ongoing for a number of years has allowed the development of new antiviral medications to combat these viruses, and so it's very heartening that we're seeing the development of safe and effective oral medications that will interfere with replication of the COVID virus. So I think that's definitely a positive. Again, the kind of go back to the vaccines as being such a key element to prevent from the need for using these antiviral medicines. And one of the I think it's probably one of the real miracles of this whole pandemic has the rapid development of a safe and effective vaccine, because there's been research for the last 30 or 40 years trying to get a vaccine against HIV, and for a variety of reasons that just hasn't been able to be achieved. And part of it is because the HIV virus does mutate pretty rapidly. So those are some of the issues. But I think certainly getting the new anti-COVID medication, I think would be a real good thing. One thing, talking about the flu virus, I'd say, is very different from the COVID virus in many ways, though the way that it spread is similar. It's spread through respiratory droplets and aerosol. And so the things that we have been doing to prevent the spread of COVID also are very effective in preventing the spread of the flu. And I think it's important for people to understand that the flu, even though it's been around a long time and it comes back in a little bit different form every year, can be a very serious, deadly infection. And in a normal year in Arkansas, we'll have 120, 150 deaths per year and many, many hospitalizations. While the flu vaccine is not 100%, because it's hard to pinpoint the development of a flu vaccine, because there's so much variation in the flu virus from year to year, that it's hard to really kind of pinpoint it. But there's a lot of research being done into development of more effective flu vaccines, and they are effective. They're highly studied, the effectiveness of them in terms of preventing serious illness, and you certainly you can still get the flu even though you've had the vaccine. And it also, to kind of reiterate, that you cannot get the flu from the vaccine. That myth is still circulating daily, and some of that has kind of bled over into the discussion about the COVID vaccine. But these vaccines are not infective agents, and it's totally impossible for them to cause an infection. Whereas we're seeing with COVID, vaccine, it's much more effective than we ever expected. Because in the flu vaccine, while it is effective, it's not near as effective as the COVID vaccine, but it is probably 50 to 60% effective in preventing someone from contracting the flu. And the people that get the flu vaccine, if they do get the flu, it's not near as bad as the ones that don't. So again, vaccinations are just so important to prevent the spread of these highly contagious respiratory viruses.